the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
How many of us have called in sick when you weren't sick?
I don't think I've ever called in sick when I wasn't sick.
Once in Omaha when we had the power outage because I wanted to be home when the power came back on to get my aquarium going. And then it didn't come back on for 9.5 days. Yeah, so I just came into work the same day I called in sick.
Yeah.
This is not happening.
That was a rough sequence.
I showed up and Hot Wings, we did the afternoon show. So basically all I did is come in an hour late, maybe a couple hours. Hot Wings like, I thought you were throwing up. And I go, yeah, I'm better.
Got better.
Hot Wings like, I don't care.
No.
I did once when I was 17 because I wanted to go to a concert. And I requested the day off. They didn't give me the day off. So I called out sick.
That's not transparent.
Yeah, right? No.
But what are you going to do?
I was like, really? I'm going to call out.
Right? I can see why that happens. Like, I remember when I worked at those jobs, like the one you would have had when you were 17, Steve, it always sucked as the other worker. We're like, well, we knew he was going to call out sick.
Why didn't you just schedule someone else?
Why can't the bully manager just try to help out a little bit?
Yeah. I can see if, like, you know, somebody asks for time off every week. But
one time in college, I was broadcasting a game in the Upper Peninsula on a Saturday night. And I told them that I was going to be doing that. And it was like a 6.5-7 hour drive.
That's a long way.
From Marquette to Mount Pleasant, where I went to college. Mm-hmm. And so I was supposed to work at 8 in the morning. So the game gets over at 10. I have to work at 8. It's going to use up almost the whole night driving back. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, I've already got some. I said, please don't schedule me. So then they scheduled me. So rather than going back and complain, I got someone else to work for me. And I said, hey, I you probably forgot. I have that game. I'm going to be out of town. But so-and-so said she'd work for me. No.
Okay.
What? No.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Just
no.
They said, well, she gets paid more. I go, I will pay the difference.
Said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, fine. I'll pay the difference. Whatever. I will give you back the $2 an hour difference. Mm. It's $8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's not my problem.
Yeah, deal with
and
it.
And they still said no.
People take time off.
So my partner drove me back overnight while we took turns driving. And then I went to work. I should have called in sick. That was a dumb move. I should have called in sick.
That was
nice job, Square.
Yeah, but that was the most important job in the world.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to be.
It was host of this show, right?
No.
Oh, it was not. Oh.
No, it was guy who
your
sold
t-shirt
printing t-shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a Zeta that needs a sweatshirt made out of paisley.
Yeah, right?
It was the most important job in the world for your boss.
That is so what it was.
Of course.
Choose from these fabrics we have lying around. I like this one.
Of course it was.
Those managers are such buttholes. You can work with schedules.
This guy was a real jerk.
Yeah, that's a bad manager. The day I graduated college, I graduated in December, and it was just a couple weeks before Christmas, and obviously anybody in my family that could make it was coming to town. And I was working as a waitress, and the restaurant I was working at had scheduled me for graduation. And I'm like, guys, not only am I not going to be here for that day, I'm never coming back here again after my last week of class. Like, I've told y'all this. And they're like, yeah, but there's going to be so many people in town. We need you to work.
Oh, wow. Hang on.
And I'm like, well, I'm gonna why care would everybody right now be in town? Oh, yeah, because I'm graduating.
Oh,
I know why everybody's coming into town. It's also holidays, so more people are in town. Y'all should have planned for this.
We put you on the schedule, so you have to show.
Yeah, which is exactly what they said. So I graduated, and at like noon, I got a phone call, and it was the manager. And she's saying to me, where are you at? You know, we're prepping like lunch service, and we've got a huge dinner reservation list. And I'm like, homegirl, I'm not coming in today. I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
And she's screaming at me on the phone. I'm like, I told you that if you scheduled me, I was going to be a no call, no show.
Yeah.
I told you that. Like, I'm not even working there anymore, technically.
Right? Get off my ass.
What the hell?
How true is that?
Yeah. That's a bad one.
That's a real bad
I hated yeah, calling in. You know, like, I grew up, my
Yeah, Clarence is killing everyone.
What'd you feed him yesterday,
and it's all
Joe?
By you.
Yeah, he is. He's, like, I haven't smelled it one time.
Well, yeah,
he is going over by the two of you, dropping ass, Clarence the dog.
Oh, my God.
And then coming back and lounging over here. Good boy, Clarence.
That's
good
it.
Good boy.
You smell, man.
Also, I like that.
Good boy. Here's some more pepperoni.
Earlier, I was like, I go, oh, man, you know, I don't smell it, but I can put him in the office. It's not a big deal. And you were like, it's no big deal. And now you're like,
that one was bad.
That was real bad. That one hit stings the nostrils.
Yeah. You know I don't do anything during the show. You go by Kelly. She loves it.
I do.
You give him the most attention, so he farts the most around you.
Yeah.
Because it's my love language. So Stuart and I called that our whale call when we met each other.
Oh, God.
So we found one another.
You guys are gross.
God, do you ever so just gross. Like, yeah, go back to back and do it into each other?
I fart on his thigh every time he big spoons me. It's like a competition to see how quickly I can do it.
Gonna be less wobble after 40 days.
I know, not as much flapping in the wind over here.
Yeah,
yeah,
really athletic farts now. So yes,
they're healthy farts.
Yeah, much more higher pitched now.
So right
Did
before
this come
the
out Usain Bolt, I'm sorry, go on.
Right before the pandemic hit last March, a 66-year-old fella in England named Colin Kane called in sick to work and then got caught by his company hanging out at a bar that day. So the company fired him. He is a heavy smoker and has a lung condition. So when his boss called him on a Monday, he said he had to stay in bed all day. But he was then spotted out at the bar drinking beer and smoking while he was still out sick on Tuesday. And they fired him for it.
Mm-hmm.
He sued them for wrongful termination. Did he win?
Well, I'm guessing
probably.
He did because
probably.
We're talking about it.
Because it's a news story.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it's
he
not
did.
As crazy as that Canadian lawsuit we talked about not too long ago where the guy was like, I want to see the queen and I want all the hamburgers in the world and blah, blah, blah. Did we talk about that on the
I
air?
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was a guy who was suing over masks and he was like, I'm suing so that the queen will meet me in person. And it was all laid out.
Yeah, it was really bonkers and stupid.
The judge ruled they should not have fired him. The company handbook doesn't specifically say you can't go out and socialize in public if you have called out sick. Boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a technicality. It's
that is
he's,
bull, though.
He's probably
that's why those handbooks are 5 million pages long.
Yeah, he's a terrible employee.
But that handbook's
probably,
been updated.
I'll bet it has. That's why hair dryers say do not operate while sleeping.
And yeah, exactly.
All that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also, who reads the handbook anyway?
Well, you sign it every year.
Yeah, I sure do digitally sign it every year. They didn't tell me to read it. They just said, do it.
Yeah, just sign it. I'm sure. Yeah, it says you will work for free.
Yeah. Dang just it. Push acknowledge button.
That going back to that print shop where the manager there wouldn't let me have the day off, even though someone, it was just a power kick.
That
even
really
someone
is.
Someone else is going to work for me.
Because that's not like you were doing like a specialized thing that the other person didn't know how to
right.
do.
So we're all the employees are college students, and then the manager's like a 28-year-old dude. And within the first, there was a lot of women who worked there. It was like maybe seven, amongst the student employees, it was like seven or eight women and then two guys, which I think in hindsight was because that's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I wasn't there 3 hours before he told me he had had sex with six of them. And then as I got to know everybody, I'm like, there is no way any of that is true.
No.
So you did all that high-fiving him for no reason.
Yeah, right? I felt really
no
like he stole pervert valor.
Yeah.
Like that. You know, I won't stand for that, Steve.
This text, I've called in sick to go off-roading, and my boss saw me pulling my trailer with the razor, and he called me and said my cooler was about to fall out. I knew I was caught, so I told him that was my medicine.
Oh.
And it was doctor's orders to do so. Now everyone has to have a doctor's note.
That's hilarious. Doctor's orders.
I thought he was going to say that his boss was really cool.
I'm pulling,
like, hey, man, I know what you're doing.
I mean, I would say he was moderately cool. It's not he didn't get fired.
Oh, yeah, the trailer that I'm pulling, that's all of my medicine.
Yeah, I have a lot
it's
of medicine.
It's got my Get Better juice in it.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.